You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can advance the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Today, I have with us Pastor Terry Pierce. He pastors the Connect Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. He's one of our Rekindle coaches. He's also a leader in discipleship, and he's been leading a book discussion with many of our Rekindle coaches on the Church Revitalization Checklist by Sam Rainer. So first off, Pastor Terry, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Thank you, Eddie. Good to be with you, man.
Hey, you've been, for whatever reason, carving out an hour out of your day for, I guess, four sessions now with our Rekindle coaches. And you guys have been talking about the Revitalization Checklist, this particular book. Why have y'all been doing this, reading this book, and what have you guys picked up from some of this?
Yeah, it's been, of course, you know, I love our Free Will Baptist pastors. And what we've really delved into is, you know, what the heartbeat of you as, you know, as our denominational leader is, we realize that we, if we're going to survive and thrive, then we're going to have to, you know, refocus some things. And so it's been a real good opportunity for us to use a platform like Sam Rainer's book. The great thing about the Rainers is that they understand us. And, you know, obviously his dad, Thomas, spoke at leadership conference. So the Rainers, if you just listen to their podcast alone, you just get a sense that they just sort of came from similar backgrounds as us. And so I think they really, I don't know, they connect with me as a Free Will Baptist, at least. And so I feel like that these guys are not way above us, that they really do get us. And so Sam wrote a book that's on point theologically. It's, you know, just it's solid. You know, it's not fluffy stuff, but it's very practical in helping pastors. And he, you know, he identifies in the book three critical points that we have found is just a hot topic with our group that, you know, that we've been already coaching. And I think it would be so helpful if you, if the pastors would, you know, come and join us with this group. And the three things he talks about that we've got to know, three no's of church revitalization, is, and these are not going to sound profound, but they're significant, Eddie, if we're going to do this thing of revitalizing our churches, is number one, we got to start with know yourself and self-awareness. And, you know, the one of the things that we've got to identify is that honestly, and I'm pretty sure you're aware of it by now in this position, but as a guy that's been doing this for 34 years in our movement, we just don't have really the best leaders. And we've been trained well at exposition, in my opinion. We've got some really good preachers, but our guys struggle with identity and a perspective from the scriptures and understanding who we are. And we struggle to identify, which he talks about, number two principle is not only know yourself, and he helps us become self-aware and healthy, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And then number two is know your church. And I think that what we're hitting a nerve with is our guys are struggling to identify with the situation in our church. And if I could give an analogy to the guys that, you know, maybe thinking about, do they want to go through this book discussion with us? Let's say that we've got Sister Louise in your church, and any, you know, and Sam does such an excellent job with this. And everybody that's listening has a Sister Louise in your church at one time or another, who is a good lady. And she means well, but she really does believe that she's called to defend the traditions of her church, her family, and the gospel, that's her calling in life. And so every pastor that floats through and comes through, she's like, I've got a message for you. I was here before you got here, and I'll be here after you leave. And so how do you navigate? And Sam really gives us some really both theological and pragmatic arguments. And I think our guys struggle to identify understanding Sister Louise and how you, you know, process her views on things and how do we lead her? Because here's the thing, and I think our guys will connect with this, is Sister Louise is, she may even graduated from one of our colleges. She may know the Bible and may be a Sunday school teacher for 50 years. but she has never led anybody to Christ. She's never brought anybody else into the church. She is so concentrating on defending the traditions and what Brother so-and-so did in the 60s that she's really not sensing a leadership of the Holy Spirit to help us be about discipleship and the gospel. So what we're going to do in the book discussion is help drill down into your church, into your situation, hear from your sister Louise's story, because I've had her in my church. And the thing is, I wasted a lot of years, Eddie, in all sincerity, battling and thinking that if I just preached expositionally, Sister Louise would get it. And I was wrong. And the truth of the matter is that there are some great biblical principles of how to identify where Sister Louise is at. And the biggest thing that Sam argues in the book, and we're going to help you with this, guys, is how not to focus on her. How to see, how to know your church is to see what God is doing in your church, discipling and bringing new people in and getting an enthusiasm. I'll bring on stage this Sunday, we're doing a whole strategic sermon on go, you know, that Great Commission thing. And so, and it's amazing how many of our church folks, and granted our church is growing and God's blessed us and it's good, but Eddie, even at a church that I've been there 21 years, we still are identifying, and I think recent statistics said it's over 40% of average church members in a conservative church do not even know what the Great Commission is. Mm-hmm. And I would think that our congregation, you know, we're somewhere tracking around 20%. Fellas, we got to get back to the basics. And it's exciting. Know your church and lead your people. We're mobilizing an army in our congregation. And this is what Sam says, the key to revitalization, know your church and move your people from just sitting on the pew, defending their traditions. How do we help the congregation? And even if Sister Louise doesn't want to get on board with it, we're going to grow anyway. And we're going to help you figure that out and what that looks like in your context. And so those are, and then thirdly, real quickly, is know your community. And I know you're a big fan of this. You helped me out with this. The Rainers, and they make a little money off of this, but man, it is an invaluable resource. And so these three things, guys, we're going to help talk to you about in this, you know, book study is know yourself, and we're going to hammer down on that, help you, figure that out. There's a great resource that you've been promoting. You and I've talked about the book Resilient. Man, it's just a resource that's beyond measure. Number two, know your church. We're going to help you with Sister Louise. And then number three, guys, get your church focused in on who's really in our community, identifying, who's really there. And then you're going to let the Holy Spirit strategically develop plans and ways and methods that is going to reach that community. And it's going to look differently in your church. We're not going to try to tell you how to be Sam Rainer in Florida or Terry Pierce in Tupelo. God put you where you're at. And that's exciting. He called you there, and knowing your community we're going to give you the resources and the tools to allow the Holy Spirit to use them to help you figure out how to reach that community where you're at.
That's good. So it's a really good book. And basically Sam kind of breaks it down where you kind of look at how long you've been there and how long other people have been there. So really there's some real practical aspects of what one can do at what particular point in their ministry. Absolutely. And as you stay, you'll see your influence growing. You'll have more opportunities to be able to impact your church. And then especially when you nudge people along in a certain way. So You guys walking them through the book will help with that. I wanted to mention to know your community. I think we have at this point about 90 churches who participated in that. I do want you to know you could do it directly through Church Answers, but we basically do it at cost. So Church Answers has given us a big discount with that. And so if you've not participated in that yet, just email us at questions@nafwb.org and we'll get you set up with that.
It's the must, guys. Do this before you even start the book study with us. And the great thing about going through the Free Will Baptist and Dr. Moody is honestly the greatest thing was when, you know, we did this and then you personally coached me through the resources and you helped me understand it. So granted, I'm not the sharpest, crayon in the box, but just having somebody that understands me, our denomination, filter through the information that we got. That was so beneficial. And that's, you know, with all due respect. So I'm so, you know, I support, you know, co-op and the plan. So we're paying your salary. So, man, you do it for free. So that's you know. but guys do that. It's just a great resource, and do it through our movement, because having you help coach that, and all honesty, all jokes aside, that's a great benefit to that, to you as a pastor.
That's good. And I also want to mention, we've got a podcast with Sam. Well, let me mention this. Sam's the one that kind of puts that together with Esri and the Census data. He's the one that kind of put the report together. But also, we've got a podcast with him talking about his book here that Terry's going to lead on. But I also want to ask you, Terry, hey, I could read this book. You can even listen to this book, you know, on Audible. Why should I read it and then get together with you and some other fellows and discuss it? What's the value of a book discussion?
Yeah, it's that's a great question. And we all, you know, to be very transparent, man, you know, we had a great convention. I thought, in all honesty, it was, you know, a good spirit, and really, you know, appreciated the guys and the messages.
A but coming, Terry. Is there but something? Are you going to say but?
No. The seminars, except for mine, but anyway, but the others were really good. And it was just good. But what we struggle with is we get all that information, and then we don't know how to take it home and implement it in our churches. And guys, this is the leadership that is lacking in our movement. I think we've got great preachers, and I think we've got the right doctrine, and I think we've got the right beliefs. But what we're not as skilled at is implementing leadership techniques, and how do we deal with Sister Louise in our church. And so what we're going to help you do as a collective is we're going to bring the guys in, and your guys are going to have discussions. You're going to get to ask me tough questions. And so I've been a Free Will Baptist pastor 34 years. You're not going to ask me anything that I'm not. Anyway, so I can deal with it. And plus, you know, I'm not answering to you guys, so I'm going to walk away and go pastor my church. So it's all cool. But Sam, we're going to help you. Number one is we're going to help you establish, this is all in the book, establish the right priority. Now, you can read that in the text, like Eddie just said, but what does that priority look like in your context? And we're going to help you flesh that out. And Eddie and I have had a great discussion about this, and he's sort of, you know, challenged me. You know, Terry, I want you to challenge our guys. We've got to figure this out. And it's not just enough to have knowledge. We've got to learn to contextualize the gospel where he's placed us at, which leads us to number two, setting the right pace. Rainer talks about that. And we're going to go into length. Guys, you know, COVID has accelerated our ministries, but it's also exposed the cracks have now become giant, you know, gushers with our problems. And so the cool thing is that allows us to go much quicker into fixing the church. So we're going to talk to you about how to set the pace. I've been here 21 years, and it was like year 17 before we really, you know, we're able to walk through a lot of things. So I'm going to talk to you about how to be patient. I've lived it, how to survive, you know, those kind of things. And so you're going to hear from just in the other guys in the group. They're going to bring things that, you know, that you need to hear. Number three, and that's, you know, determine the right perspective. How do you move Sister Louise? And how do you get beyond focused on her perspective where she's been leading the church for years? And guys, this is a big one. This is why you want to join in with a group. How do you move the rest of the congregation, even if Sister Louise won't go? And I'm living proof and tell you that we move beyond Sister Louise in our church. And what I missed is that everybody was way ready to do it before I realized it. And so we're going to help you do better than I did and seeing how to determine the right perspective and focus, which leads to number four, managing the right people. Man, don't let the negative people consume your time. Managing the right people, pour into those that are getting it, and God's going to just blow past those things. And fixing the right place, we're going to talk to you guys about your facilities. You know, there's truth of the matter is, we don't think about it. I love my church. I love going to my church. But when I stepped back and went to other churches and then came back and looked at mine as a visitor, I was like, oh my goodness, this is embarrassing. because I'm just used to it and comfortable about the bathroom situations and about the crowded hallway. And so when we strategically remodeled and built a new building, we opened it up because people were crammed in, and they, you know, we were literally having our people walk across the parking lot to a nursery and then coming over to the church out, you know. And it was just, I wouldn't want to go to that church. I don't want to take my kids across there. How do you expect your church to grow if we don't learn how to fix some of these problems? So we're going to help you what that looks like. And of course, rekindle the right purpose, and which is scripture given. And finally, finding the right pathway. So those are seven key principles that Rainer lays out in the book. And we're going to flesh those out for you guys in a practical way.
That's good, Terry. And so, hey, if they want to sign up, the first session is actually going to be September 23rd. And so they can sign up by going to questions@nafwb.org. Real quickly, you'll get an email that comes back, and it'll give you the registration part. We ask that you not forward that, but we do ask you to share and encourage others to share the date and share the email. Everybody needs their own individual Zoom link that we'll send their way. And we just think everybody getting together is going to be good and valuable, help them to learn a great deal. So we appreciate you taking the time to do this, Terry. Thanks so much for how you're investing in other pastors and really other churches, and trying to help us disciple one another and disciple people in the Christian faith. So good job with that, my friend.
Well, thank you, man. And hey, you know, two phrases. We're in this together. And so, and then, you know, somebody needs to coin this for our denomination, but we really are better together.
Man, I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. I am going to go, if you ever invite me back to your church, I'm going to track down Miss Louise.
And yes, yes.
Call her up and get her to do a testimonial. So I don't know why last time, but.
Yeah.
Hindsight, Terry. Hindsight, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, and we want to thank you all for joining us. We encourage you to like this if you're watching on Facebook or whatever social media outlet you're using. Write a little review if you get a chance. Every little thing you do matters. It makes a difference because, as Terry says, we truly are better together.